Nolte, fake media now blame right-wing plot for BBC scandal fallout. By John Nolte on November 11, 2025. In today's episode of You Can Never Hate the Media Enough, I give you the corporate media's latest disinformation campaign to blame a right-wing plot for the recent scandal fallout at the far-left BBC. As we all now know, just days before last year's presidential election, the disgraced BBC ran a program that maliciously edited President Trump to make it look as though he declaratively called for people to riot at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. The truth, as we all know, is the exact opposite. He called for his supporters to peacefully march on the Capitol. What the BBC did was take two statements from Trump's speech that day, two unrelated statements made 50 minutes apart, and maliciously splice them together to spread their lie about him calling for violence. Almost a year later, nothing was done about this edit until a damning memo leaked exposing the BBC's cover-ups and denials. Rather than do the right thing and retract their lie, the big shots at the BBC hoped to ride it out. Well, on Sunday, Director General Tim Davey and CEO of News Deborah Ternus resigned from the publicly funded BBC. Now, in a sane world, the corporate media would be thrilled with this result. After all, the BBC tried to rig a presidential election with an outright fabrication, and the subsequent resignations prove the corporate media have high standards and that this sort of thing will not be allowed, right? Well, we do not live in a world where the corporate media are sane, and we have not lived in that world for decades, if ever, so. Instead of presenting the BBC scandal as healthy accountability or just leaving it alone and moving on, the usual degenerates in the corporate media see it like they see everything nowadays, as a partisan political battle, so they refuse to suffer the loss like media professionals and are instead responding like the leftist hacks they all are. So, yeah, these resignations aren't about accountability at the BBC. Oh, no, it was Russian collusion. I mean, Hunter's laptop is fake. I mean, the border is secure. I mean, Joe Biden is sharp as a tack. I mean, it was a right-wing coup at the BBC. Get a load of this. And this. And this. And this from a communications professor at the University of Westminster. And this from a BBC presenter. And this from another BBC presenter, who makes £400,000 a year from the taxpayers who fund the BBC. BBC star Nick Robinson today launched into an extraordinary monologue on the Today programme that appeared to play down the impartiality scandal that has brought down the Director General. Mr. Robinson had launched into a monologue on the scandal just after the 6:30 a.m. news bulletin today, where he said the BBC's board is in a state of paralysis and appeared to suggest conspiracy and politics at the top of the corporation were at play. And in what some listeners suggested was him playing down the impartiality row, he said, "I understand that at the time of the transmission of the Panorama film in 2024, there were no complaints about the editing of Donald Trump's speech. You gotta love how people currently employed by the BBC claim there's a coup, while still employed by the BBC. Allow me to close by saying I don't mean to sound defensive. Believe this, I would love, love, love to see a right-wing coup at the BBC. I would love to see conservatives move in and fire all of these leftist liars and propagandists. When it comes to most everything, I am decidedly pro-right-wing coup. So, this is not that. It's just another look at how truly hateful and hopeless the regime media are." Trump has led the charge to hold the corporate media accountable. And there is nothing elite liars hate more than accountability, sunlight, exposure, truth, and ridicule. Additionally, Trump has threatened to sue the BBC for £1 billion if he is not satisfied with a full retraction and apology by Friday. Let's hope he is not satisfied and the suit goes forth and the result is an actual right-wing coup. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.